And now, the latest releases from Daywind's contemporary series soundtracks.
Be moving around a lot today. I'm going to be starting in Proverbs 27 and verse 17. It's kind of going to be the key verse of what I'm going to be talking about.
I Know the Plans, as recorded by Martha Minnesi.
Says, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. So it means that the people you hang out with are going to influence you to do the right things and to further your walk with God. And I had a couple examples of that. If you go to Daniel chapter 1,
made popular by Salem.
I'm going to start reading in verse 3, but before that, Jerusalem had been taken over by Babylon, and they all the people had been captured. So Daniel was only 15 or 16 when this occurred.
For a complete listing of Daywind's soundtrack titles, and, visit us on the web at www.daywind.com.
And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, and he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, and well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. So Daniel stood for what he believed in and what his parents had taught him, that not to eat the meat or the wine which they drank. So Daniel asked for them to bring him and his friends vegetables and water, and after 10 days to compare them to the rest of the people, and they were fatter than them and more healthy. So if you would go to Chapter 3 of Daniel. And I'm going to start reading in verse 1. And it says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, and the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. and they stood before the image and Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud to you, "It is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." So Nebuchadnezzar made a statue of himself 90 feet tall and commanded all the people that were under his kingdom to bow down to that statue every time they heard the music. And if you would skip down to verse 12, and it says, "There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." And Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver ye out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee at this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." So it was easier for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to make a stand for what they believed in because of the stand that Daniel made in chapter 1. So he influenced them in a good way to stand up for God. But there's also another side to that, and that's in 1 Corinthians 15:33. It says, "Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners." So the same way that iron sharpeneth iron is the same way that good people influence you to do good things, like Daniel influenced Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The same way evil people influence you to do the wrong things. And I had an example of that, and that's in 1 Samuel 22. Says, "David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. So David surrounds himself with all the people that are in debt, and that are distressed, and that are discontented. And if you would go to chapter 30. And starting in verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives, and were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. And David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept, until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters." So because David was with the wrong people, he got his family taken captive, and all of his the men that were with him, and their city burned, their camp. And but the part that I noticed was the last part of that verse, and it says, "But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." So in the lowest part of one of the lowest parts in David's life, he turns to God. And that's the best friend you can have. Amen. It says in Proverbs 18:24 that he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's there anytime you need to talk to him, or anytime you need him. But you can't have that relationship with God if you don't have him in your heart. So the last place I wanted to go to was Romans. And chapter 10. Verses 9, 10, and 13. It says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So that's all you gotta do, is ask him to come into your heart. But no one else can do that for you. You have to do it. That's all I have.